We're going to take a few minutes now to remember some of those who died in 2004.
Listen, baby, when we first met you and me, you thought I was common. Well, how right you was, I was common as dirt.
Actor Marlon Brando transformed acting from the cerebral to the visceral almost half a century ago. He died in July at the age of 80. Estee Lauder died, founder of the International Cosmetics Empire. Archibald Cox, special prosecutor for the Watergate investigation, died on the same day in May as Sam Dash, the lead counsel in the inquiry. And broadcaster Alastair Cook, host of Masterpiece Theater on PBS, was 95 when he died, a month after he read his 2,869th and final Letter from America for the BBC. Football star Pat Tillman, who left the NFL to join the Army, was killed in a friendly fire incident in Afghanistan at age 27. Tillman was among the more than 50 U.S. servicemen and women who died there this year. In Iraq, 842 U.S. troops died this year, bringing the total since March of 2003 to 1,325. And Nick Berg was the first Westerner beheaded in Iraq this year. The author of On Death and Dying, psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, herself passed on. Her influential book critiqued what she called the West's death-denying culture. And then there was Julia Child.
These are gills, sort of googly red things, and they fit in there, and you pull them out and throw them away, and then you wash your fish thoroughly, and then you whack him up. Whang!
The culinary giant reshaped American eating habits in books and on television. She died in August. Deconstructionist and icon of postmodernism Jacques Derrida died at 74.
And now, here's Jack.
The witty master conversationalist Jack Parr died. He hosted NBC's Tonight Show from 1957 to 62. That's diva Renata Tibaldi. She died this month. International firefighter Paul Red Adair died in August. For decades, he made headlines extinguishing oil fires around the globe. Francis Crick, the revolutionary biologist who teamed up with James Watson to discover DNA, died at the age of 88. That's Super Freak, hit song of 80s funk singer Rick James, who died this year. Acting teacher and Broadway actress Uta Hagen was 84. She's credited with training Anne Bancroft, Whoopi Goldberg, Liza Minnelli, Matthew Broderick, and many more.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Kangaroo. Kangaroo, Captain Kangaroo. Eh? Captain.
Bob Keeshan entertained children for nearly 30 years as Captain Kangaroo. He died in January. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat died this year, as did Polish-American author and Nobel laureate Czesław Miłosz.
You would like to hear how it is in old age? Certainly. Not much is known about that country, till we land there ourselves, with no right to return. I would prefer to be able to say, I am satiated. What is given to taste in this life, I have tasted.
William Manchester wrote lauded biographies of Douglas MacArthur and Winston Churchill. He died in June, and that same month, so did President Ronald Reagan at the age of 93.
Here's the remarkable thing about being born in 1911. In my life's journey over these past eight decades, I have seen the human race through a period of unparalleled tumult and triumph. I have seen the birth of communism and the death of communism.
Ronald Reagan was laid to rest in California after receiving full honors in a state funeral. And finally, the legendary Ray Charles.
And as I look back on my life, it was barren. And bad.
Ray Charles said this about his life's work: music's been around a long time, and there's going to be music long after Ray Charles is dead. I just want to make my mark, he said, leave something musically good behind. If it's a big record, that's the frosting on the cake, but music's the main meal. And a happy new year from all of us at All Things Considered.